It's Eric Hansen in Abingdon, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the GHS Silver Streak bowling team, and Coach Dave Sharp. And Dave, congratulations. Were you part of the squad when you guys won the last time when we did this presentation at the school?
I was. It was actually my first year coaching.
Yeah. So how long now?
This is my fourth year, so we won it the first year I was coaching, and now the fourth year, and it's just as exciting this year as it was the first year.
Well, you guys really brought it in votes, and the signature votes really impressed me, because that's a lot of people going around and getting signatures. So you guys killed it in Hometown Heroes of the Week voting, and now eligible for $1,000. I don't know how a bowling team would utilize that. How would you utilize it if you won it?
Always, like any sport, did you have certain things that you need? Bowling balls, wristbands,
sure.
Cleaner for your bowling balls. There are so many different things that you need for bowling that people don't even think of.
Dave, let's start with one thing. Tell me about this squad this year, all these girls.
It's a great bunch of girls. I tell you, I'm very proud to be their coach. We have a mixture. We have a couple of seniors all the way down to three or four freshmen, so we're kind of spread out across like that. And it's a team that certainly puts forth a lot of effort. And the number one thing I'd have to say is, we always have fun.
Yeah. How much of a challenge, you lost your practice home in Galesburg, and you're now here at Abbey Lanes. How much of a challenge is that? Did that present for the GHS bowling team?
It's taken a big hit on the bowling team, and we've had the issues with, along with other bowling teams, with the COVID and stuff has hurt sports, and so that's hurt us just as well. But with the bowling moving to Abingdon, I mean, they're terrific here. They've always treated us just like we're family, and that's been great. The difference is that you don't always have as many young kids that you can get involved as you would as if you had the bowling alley in your own community.
Kudos to you for sticking with it, even through the struggles and through the thin years. Who do you play? I know West Central has a team, and A-Town, of course, Abingdon here, they have a team. Tell me some of the other squads out there that you travel to and see.
Well, we actually have the Western Big Six, same as the other high school teams do. So we go against Geneseo, Rock Island, Moline, UT, Sterling, and so we compete against the Western Big Six. But we also go to a lot of tournaments, which usually consists of teams from all around the state. We may have 10 teams at one tournament.
Ever walk into some pretty interesting bowling alleys?
I've been to a lot of interesting bowling alleys, and I have got an opportunity to see some of the best bowling talent in the state of Illinois and some of the teams that we go up against.
Do you know some of the high scores of some of these girls that you can talk about, some great games this year?
We have several of them going from anywhere from in practices into competitions. I know that we have one or two of our girls that have bowled several games over 200, especially Chloe Day. She's always up there around 200 or over usually, and she's always bringing excitement to the team. And actually, at one of the times she was practicing, she actually bowled a 300 here about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's so great. Yeah. Well, tell me about your background in bowling. Why is this your passion, Dave?
Well, my background in bowling mostly is just enjoyment bowling. I did bowl in a league, and I did bowl in, a tournament or two here and there. And my children loved bowling, and when they were growing up, and they always wanted to go bowling every time their birthdays and different things like that.
Yeah.
So I gained an interest in bowling that way. But my biggest interest was there was a need. There was a need for a bowling coach in Galesburg, and we needed somebody to step up for the girls so they would be able to have a team.
Yeah.
And so I seized that opportunity to go and help the community and help the girls.
Well, here's to things getting a more regular next year and the team growing, but thanks for sticking with it, Coach. And now eligible for $1,000 for the GHS athletic department. You'll probably go up against about 10 teams. We give that away in 6 or 7 weeks. So good luck the rest of the way. Do you have any tournaments coming up that you guys want to speak about that you're excited about?
We were supposed to be having a tournament this Saturday, but it has been postponed. But we will be traveling to Sterling for the Martin Luther King tournament on the 17th. And we will be having our own tournament on January 15th. And I think that we're one of the rescheduling is the Abingdon tournament, which was now going to be rescheduled till the 22nd. So here coming in about a week, we're going to have three tournaments in 1 week.
Good camaraderie when the girls are here. You got the streaks sometimes here and the tornadoes on the same lanes. Is that they all get along pretty good?
It's almost as if it's one team.
That's great.
They treat each other like we go to the same school. It's wonderful. Really is.
Well, Dave, good luck rest of the way, and thanks for what you do for the GHS bowling team and all these girls.
We appreciate it, and thank you very much.
How about a big hand for your coach?
Yeah.
Let's meet the GHS Silver Streaks bowling team.
Let's go!
Faith Davis, senior and current high score, 181.
Hi, I'm Chloe Day. I'm a senior at Galesburg High School, and my high score is 300.
I'm Alyssa Schultz, 10th grade, and my high score is 160.
I'm Ashley Yoder. I'm in 9th grade, and my high score is a 200.
I'm Angelina Spears, sophomore, and my highest is a 201.
Hi, I'm Iris Frekuler. I'm a freshman, and my highest is 177.
Coach, you had a couple girls who were absent today, and you wanted to recognize them.
Yeah, we have Julia Saley, that she's unable to be here today. And then we have a junior, Ellie Shin. Her highest game somewhere around 240.
Hometown Heroes of the Week from Martin, your local John Deere dealer. Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth. Ladner and Jane Orthodontics in Galesburg, Kewaunee, and Macomb. And Country 94.9 FM 95.